This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings out there to everybody at TFMR. All right, it is time for another special podcast, and we're going to double back here to something that I first covered, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Brought in Keith Neumeyer, who, as you know, is an old friend of the site, a proactive, loud voice for all of us in the precious metals industry. And anytime I can do anything to help Keith, I'm going to do it because Keith has done so much to help us. And so you recall, and maybe I'll put a link on this page so that you can go back and find it if you missed it. Keith came in and talked a little bit about First Majestic, but we also want to talk about First Mining Gold, which is a company he started several years ago that I know, well, myself included, many of you here on the site still own shares that we bought, you know, in 15 and 16, because we believe in Keith, we believe in what he's doing, we believe in the company. So it's been this kind of long sojourn in the desert for the last 5 or 6 years, but things are changing, and there's some very exciting developments, and Keith asked that we revisit this today, and so that's what we're doing. I've gotten to know Dan Wilton over the years as well. Dan is the actual CEO of First Mining Gold, and so I thought, well, let's talk to Dan and reemphasize the points of what's going on in this company, because again, I'm not the only one that has held on and owns these shares now. This wouldn't be a short-term capital gain at this point, Dan. We've held it for a while. So.
Well, we appreciate yours and everyone's patience and sticking with us. I do think, you know, we're here with the belief that you're going to be rewarded. So
dang straight. All right. Yeah. So let's just dive right in, Dan. Again, you're the CEO, so you know this stuff. Let's start first with this this thing, this spinning out of warrants or shares from Treasury Metals. How that all came about, what it means for existing shareholders, and what it would mean for someone that's like hearing about First Mining for the first time.
Yeah, so this all came about, Craig. You would recall about a year ago, we sold our Gold Lund project to Treasury Metals that had the Goliath project next door. And that was kind of the original rationale. And we ended up as, you know, almost in excess of a 40% owner of Treasury, and got, you know, shares and warrants in that deal. And so we'd always said and committed to Treasury that within a year of the deal, we would take our shareholding in the company down below 20%. And so you go back to 2015, 2016, when Keith had set the company up as First Mining Finance, it was always the intention that when we got to these points of realizing value, we'd distribute a lot of this value directly back out to the First Mining shareholders. So entirely consistent with that, we've been driving forward over the last year, and you know, the time flies very quickly. It's been a really busy year at Treasury Metals, where the company has, you know, we recruited a new CEO, they've embarked on a 60,000 meter drill program, they put out a really exciting PEA on that combined Goliath gold complex, which is, you know, two mines feeding a central mill, 65 kilometers of exploration, you know, strike length in one of the best areas in Ontario to find and mine gold. So yeah, it's all gone very well, but we got to the point where shareholders of record on the 14th of July are receiving the distribution. Now, many of those have already received that distribution. It's ended up in their accounts. For those that are listening, that are shareholders that haven't quite received it yet, it's on its way. We're kind of working through some pretty arcane settlement rules, particularly in the U.S. It was a little more straightforward in Canada, but we're making our way through, and our direct registered shareholders, again, it's just a process of us getting those out to you, but rest assured, you know, we have your addresses and the shares are on the way. So that's left us, you know, me personally, I'm a big First Mining shareholder. You know, I've bought 5 million shares over the course of the last couple of years. And yeah, I've ended up with but a sizable position in Treasury Metals, which I'm very happy about, because it's a great value at these levels for sure.
Well, and this is on a smaller scale, I guess, something that I mean, I remember back in my stockbroker days, which is now like 30 years ago, I remember seeing this happen all the time. A company would have divisions within the company that they think are not being valued or represented in the overall share price, right? Mm-hmm. That the sum of the parts is somehow less than the parts themselves. And so they spin off an internal part. You know, I remember like Philip Morris doing that, you know, and that's, can I use that analogy here?
Yeah, I think so. It's for us, it was a little bit more of a real catalyst in the creation of this combined Treasury Metals, because it was kind of one of those rare situations, certainly in the mining business, where 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah.
Like you had two deposits that were 25 kilometers away. You're not going to build two mills. You shouldn't build two mills. The community shouldn't want you to build two mills.
Right.
So, you know, it was really for the first time giving that Goliath project, which was, you know, a million ounce-ish resource. And they had their federal environmental approvals to build a mine and mill, but it gave it real size and scale to get over that threshold of 100,000 ounces a year of potential production and a 10 plus year mine life. And I think in this area, as they continue to drill it out, there's some amazing results they continue to get. They put out some great drill results this week, like, you know, 20 meters of 5 grams in an open pit target. Like that's, you know, those are some of the best drill results in open pit targets in Canada right now. So there's lots of high grade in the area. And they're going to continue to find it. They're, as I said before, they're in the middle of a 60,000 meter drill program, some of it expanding resource, some of it improving confidence of the resource. But like I said, we put together a great team there, led by Jeremy Wyeth, the CEO. And, you know, I think as they go through more detailed engineering and the resource model improves with this drilling, you're going to see this project get better and better.
And Dan, I remember from 5 years ago now. Jeez Louise, where does the time go? But I remember in talking to Keith at the time, you know, we were talking not even $1,400 gold, $1,300 gold. And it was like, you know, he's buying these things like spring pole at it, you know, I don't know, pennies on the dollar maybe is not the right term, but it is tremendous discount, really cheap. And we thought, oh my God, you know, when the price eventually gets to 1,800 or 2,000, watch out. But yet
this thing's going to be worth a fortune.
Yeah. I mean, so what's the deal? I mean, it just seems like such an extremely low valuation for what you guys have. I mean,
I think you're exactly right. And it's frustrating to us.
Yeah.
As you can appreciate, those of us who are talking to investors all the time. Is there an explanation for it? If there is, I would put it as this, that, I mean, you would know this. You were talking about it before from your stockbroking days, but portfolios of projects particularly are kind of hard for people to value, right?
Yeah.
And that's always been the challenge.
Yeah.
You know, there was real clarity in that dollars per ounce when Keith and the team were building up the portfolio, lots of excitement. But as we've had to advance the projects and, you know, they kind of become consumers of capital, that valuation kind of got depressed by a couple of important factors. One was, you know, the amount of money that you need to do justice to a few of these projects, Springpole particularly. So we've really addressed that over the last 18 months. And that's been a really deliberate strategy of saying, you know, we're not going to be able to advance 6 projects at the same time. Let's focus on the ones where we see the biggest bang for the buck. And for us, that's Springpole. And it's the reason we've taken it through the pre-feasibility study. And that pre-feasibility study at $1,600 gold shows an NPV of just shy of $1 billion US. And importantly, Craig, when you talk about the leverage to the upside here and leverage to the gold price, every $100 move in the gold price is about $150 million increase in that NPV. Really significant leverage to the upside. And so that's where, you know, pick your gold price environment. You know, is it 2000? Is it 2500? Is it 3000? Any of those, I think, can demonstrate what I think is the real robustness and leverage that this project has. But also, you know, what's going to surface value in this project ultimately is the scarcity of projects like it in the sector. there just aren't that many projects around the world in tier one jurisdictions that could produce more than 300,000 ounces a year in the lowest quartile all-in sustaining costs in the industry. So I think it's a really rare and unique project. We just need to keep moving it forward and taking risk out, because as we move it forward, people are going to have fewer and fewer excuses to not give it that value that it deserves.
Right. And it's, again, we talk about Spring Pool a lot. I found something on the site from, well, heck, I guess this was just released today as we record this. Some results from Pickle Crow.
Yeah. So Pickle Crow was one of the projects that we found a partner for last year. And it was actually the first one. We partnered with an Australian group called Auteco Minerals, listed on the Australian Stock Exchange. And they have been doing a great job. They've drilled about 45,000 meters in Pickle Crow. They've increased the resource a couple of times. We can't publish that because it's under the Australian JORC code, not under 43-101. But, you know, lots of great high-grade gold. They've discovered a bunch of new veins. And now with this release, they've found gold in a new zone that they're really calling a new discovery, which is shallower, you know, potentially open pittable. There's still a lot of work to do to understand it, but I think they're just demonstrating the real gold resource endowment in this overall footprint at Pickle Crow, which is a great place to develop a mine. It was Canada's highest grade gold mine for a lot of years. You know, produced from the 30s to the 60s at an average grade of 16 grams. So lots of gold around, lots of infrastructure around, which if you had to replicate today would probably cost you $300 million for shafts and underground development. So it's a great project, but our partner's moving it forward, and they've just announced another 50,000 meter drill program there that they're going to do this year. And we're in a position where we own 51% of the project now. They can earn into a 70% interest by spending another $5 million, which I think they have already done. We're just kind of confirming that. And then we don't have to spend another penny until they make a decision to mine. So our 20%, they have a right to buy another 10%, but our 20% project interest is carried through to a decision to mine, which I think leaves us in a great position to benefit from all of the exploration they're going to do there.
All right. So, Dan, it's been quite a year, obviously. Price has declined from the highs of a year ago, but I don't know if anybody really expects it to go a whole lot lower. And so we are not necessarily of your shares. I'm talking about gold. But you've made a lot of progress. You mentioned kind of transforming the company a little bit. What else can you tell us about where the company stands?
Yeah. So, you know, go back to the beginning of 2020 and we had, you know, a portfolio of projects and not just our main projects, but a number of other, you know, really grassroots exploration projects in the portfolio. Great projects, but, you know, we had less than $5 million in the bank. And for us to really do justice in moving Spring Pool forward, we realized we needed to have more significant and longer term funding. And that led to our Silverstream deal with First Majestic, which provided, you know, some really solid long-term funding and partnership with them to help us move the company forward.
Yeah.
And we raised some equity last summer when the gold price was at 2000 and above, and we're happy to have done that. And you know, we have the Treasury Metal stake, we have the stake in Auteco. And we found a partner earlier this year for our Hope Brook project. So we kind of call that our partnership portfolio. And one of the things that we don't talk a lot about, but is sitting inside First Mining, and this is one of those assets we get zero value for. We've got a royalty portfolio from all of these deals. We've kept royalties on all of our projects. And that royalty portfolio, I think, would be the envy of many a royalty company in the space. So that's another kind of hidden asset inside the company that we need to shine some light on at some point. We're sitting today with $50 million of cash and marketable securities, another $100 million plus in the strategic portfolio. We've got this royalty portfolio that, you know, I think it's worth between $50 and $100 million. So that means you're getting Spring Pool, which is continuing to advance. You're basically getting it for free. And we've got a couple other great projects our Cameron project. We've got a few projects in Quebec we still own 100% of. You know, we're going to get drills turning on the project and, you know, on Spring Pole and hopefully on Cameron later this year as well. So lots of good news to be coming from us. But fundamentally, you know, our biggest bang for the buck is getting Spring Pole through this environmental assessment process. And that's what's really going to get that value up to, you know, 0.6-0.7 times that, you know, billion-dollar NPV at $1,600 gold with all the leverage to gold price that comes with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm reading this right. About 30 cents a share U.S., which is north of $200 million, right,
for yeah.
a market cap?
Yeah, and 150 to 200 million of value in our share price that's not our main properties.
Right, exactly.
It's, you know, it's so we have a slide in our investor deck, which just kind of shows the leverage. If Spring Pole gets the value close to where a lot of our peers are trading, which would be $80 to $100 an ounce, or call it that point, you know, 0.6, 0.7 times net asset value. That easily takes you over a dollar a share.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. So now let's just sum this up for people, because I want to make sure anybody that's been a long-term shareholder like me that was a shareholder of record back on July the 14th. And also about anybody that's going to buy it from here that maybe just is hearing this for the first time and going, wow, geez, how do I not know about this? Is there anything that I have to do regarding this distribution?
No, distribution will show up in your account, or you will be mailed a direct registration statement if you were a registered shareholder.
Okay.
So it's on its way. Appreciate everyone's patience as we've kind of worked through, again, what are some pretty arcane rules around securities distribution in the U.S.
Right. So then, and if you're hearing this story for the first time and you're like, wow, sounds like something I should look more into. The U.S. ticker symbol is FFMGF, correct?
That's correct. Trading OTC.
FF in Toronto?
FF on the TSX, yep.
I would imagine you would guide people to your website, which I'll put that link on this page.
Yeah, www.firstmininggold.com. Or if you need to get us with an email, you can send it to info@firstmininggold.com. It comes right into us.
And on that First Mining page, you mentioned the investor deck stuff, the presentations. Is there anything, any specific pages you want to make sure people check out?
Oh, you know, I love the whole thing. I think it really does lay out the story and where we're going. And I think you can get a good sense of the real strategic nature of the projects that we have in the portfolio and the fact that we're, you know, very excited and importantly made some great additions to our team to be able to move those forward. So I think we're in a really good position, very well funded, and very excited about this gold market that we're going into.
Yeah. How much cash did you say you have again?
50 million Canadian in cash and marketable securities. and then another $100 million in this partner plus in this partnership portfolio. And I would tell you that partnership portfolio is actually worth double that.
So even if you were not a shareholder on July 14th, you missed out on the distribution. There's obviously still a lot of value within the company and a lot of good things still to come. Dan, I trust you'll keep us posted in the weeks and months ahead too.
Absolutely will, and always appreciate the opportunity to chat, Craig, and appreciate your support.
Yeah, Dan, it's always good to visit with you too. Thank you so much for your time. I very much appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
And everybody, again, just same old rules here. You don't just simply take Dan's word for it. You don't take my word for it, okay? You can't decide if something's, you know, a proper investment without analyzing your own risk tolerance, time horizon, all that stuff. And only you can do that due diligence. So we'll put some links on this page. So of course you know, get you started. But again, I am a long-term shareholder of First Mining, and I certainly don't plan to make any changes. We've been talking to Dan Wilton, CEO, First Mining Gold Corp. And I've already thanked him, but I'm going to thank him again. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, have a great rest of your day, and thank you for listening.